This wall, circa 1820, is where the citizens of Charleston watched the bombardment of Fort Sumter by the newly founded South Carolina militia. When South Carolina seceded from the Union in December of 1860, the Union troops stationed at Fort Moultrie in the harbor moved to Fort Sumter, as it would be more easily defendable. Confederation General Beauregard and South Carolina government repeatedly called for the surrender and evacuation from both the federal government in Washington, D.C., and the Union command at the fort, Major Robert Anderson. With Anderson's refusal to surrender the fort, the Confederate forces would prevent any resupply of troops or goods to the fort. The Union troops at Fort Sumter would run out of food in April. Resupply attempts were made but deterred by cadets at the Citadel in Charleston. The first shot was fired at 4:30 a.m. on April 12, 1861, from Fort Johnson on John's Island, the second island on the right from where you're standing. The firing continued for 34 hours, and there were no casualties reported from either side. It wasn't until the evacuation of Fort Sumter, after the surrender, that an overheated cannon exploded, and two soldiers died of their injuries. Thus, it is said that the First Battle of the Civil War was bloodless, as the incident happened after the battle ended. All the while, Charleston residents stood atop this wall and nearby balconies watching the bombardment and drinking salutes. If you're interested in visiting Fort Sumter, the only way to do this is on the official Fort Sumter Cruises. You can find details on this option at this link. By now, you should have reached 21 East Battery Street.